tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. It is a day that some people remember 50 years ago where they were, perhaps in class, and they were sent home as the nation was stunned by the assassination of JFK when he came to Dallas, a necessary trip if he was to be elected for a second term. That second term never happened thanks to Lee Harvey Oswald and shots from the sixth floor book depository in downtown Dallas. But many speculate as to what else really could have taken place, and was there perhaps more than one shooter? We do not know the definitive answer to that, but it is one of the biggest conspiracy theories of, I think, our lifetime as to what really happened when the president was in the motorcade going down to a lunch appearance at the tail end, going under an overpass, just minutes away, for seconds away from doing that, when he was shot, taken to Parkland Hospital, and pronounced dead, and then LBJ was sworn in as president. And it was a stunning moment, a horrible moment in history. Forget the politics of it, because there was certainly plenty of politics surrounding JFK. And just like 9/11 and so many other things that have happened in our lives, it's one of those questions where somebody says, if you were alive then, do you remember where you were? I was not alive then, but I have plenty of people in my life, certainly, that have told me stories about what they remember. My family lived in New York at the time, in Queens, and they said you could hear a pin drop, that everybody had gotten together in the neighborhood, and they were just stunned, and people were crying and just taking it all in and watching every ounce of coverage that they could get. Walter Cronkite was the big anchor at the time, and people were watching, and he took a moment to take a pause, said he almost lost it years later when he took off his glasses and wiped his eyes to say that the president had died. And so much has happened since then, and so many books, hundreds of books, have been written about JFK, his life, what could have happened if he had been president for a second term and finished out his first term, and then a massive amount of what really happened, the theories, the conspiracy theories over the death of JFK. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to Dave Cowens and Tom Rafio, actually, about a book that they've written on business, combining really basketball, because Dave Cowens is a basketball Hall of Famer, a superstar with the Boston Celtics back in the day, and also coaching. So I thought it'd be interesting to have both of them on the show. And one of the things that we talked about, and I wanted you to hear this while we were speaking about business, was where were you when you got word that the president had been shot? And here's what Dave Cowens told me.
Well, I went to Florida State, and so there were some fellas that were on the basketball team in 1963 that had a bunch of guys that were, were in the Korean War, and then they went to school, and they were, on scholarship, and they were all more adults, and they were playing bridge in one of the rooms in the dorm. And our coach, the basketball coach there, was a guy by the name of Bud Kennedy. And so these guys were playing cards, and a guy burst into the room and said, "Kennedy's been shot." And the guys looked at one another and said, "Why would anybody want to shoot our basketball coach?"
Oh, yeah. Not even thinking that, yeah. Boy, isn't that crazy? And you remember, it's like the world stopped after that, didn't it, Dave?
And so then the guy said, "No, you knuckleheads, the president." And they go, "Oh." And then they just kept on playing cards.
Yeah, so as you heard his story there, they didn't even think the correlation that it was actually the President of the United States they were talking about. And you'll hear more from Dave Cowens coming up a little bit later at the bottom of the hour here, talking about a couple of other things. So, speaking of business, the business of Washington, huge moment today as the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's decision to change the Senate rules regarding filibuster, no more filibuster because he invoked the nuclear option, abolishing the 60-vote threshold in the Senate for executive branch nominations. Instead, now you just need 51, and there is certainly that majority with the Democrats, so this will no longer happen. The president said that he's frustrated that the Republicans have filibustered nearly 30 of his executive nominees and accused them of doing it for no reason, that it's just obstruction and that's it. It's just to gum things up. So Reid decided to do this, which is huge. So a simple majority vote is now not, it's not going to be 60. That changes things and that ends that whole filibuster. How about that? So the Republicans were furious and reacted, and I think they'll, when things switch around, they'll certainly pay back the Democrats. So, I mean, even Joe Biden had some, what you would call reservations about it. He said we should make no mistake that this nuclear option is an example of the arrogance of power. It's a fundamental power grab by the majority party propelled by its extreme right and designed to change the reading of the Constitution, particularly as it relates to individual rights and property rights. It's nothing more and nothing less. But you know what? This was back in 2005 when the vice president said that. And he was talking about the Bush administration. And Senator Obama, because he was senator back then, he said the same thing. The American people want less partisanship in the town, but everyone in this chamber knows that the majority chooses to end the filibuster. If they choose to change the rules and put an end to its democratic debate, then the fighting, the bitterness, and the gridlock will only get worse. If the right of free and open debate is taken away from the minority party and the millions of Americans who ask us to be their voice, I fear the partisan atmosphere in Washington will be poisoned to the point where no one will be able to agree on anything. So once again, saying something when, freshman senator, now president, nope, we got to do this. A simple majority vote is not sufficient for anything. Even routing business through what is supposed to be the world's greatest deliberative body. So how things have changed, he completely supports Reid, thinks it's exactly what needed to happen. So the White House defending that. And even the White House defending the comments 8 years ago, saying that the filibuster has grown exponentially, and that justifies Reid's decision to change the rules. So they changed the rules on the Hill. Fair or foul, America, if you want to chip away at this, dial these digits, 855-266-8, 855-266-5283.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Throw in on this? Oh, I know you do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So you heard I gave you the quotes from Biden back in 2005, then Senator, now, of course, VP, and also Obama Senator back in 2005, what he had to say about the nuclear option and how outrageous to even consider using it. And now, no, we have to do this. We have to use it. A lot of people think it's a way to deflect away from the problems of Obamacare. I think it's just more actually of what one of the quotes was from Biden. It's a power grab on the Democrats' side, and it's a way to quell more of the negativity that's been headed down the way of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because that's part of that frustration. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Raymond, you have the floor. Hello.
Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
Good morning. You there?
I am here. It is a good morning.
Yeah. Oh, this is gonna backfire big time, I think. The approval rating's so bad and everybody's so upset that I think this is going to backfire, because I believe that the next election cycle, there's going to be a lot of Republicans voted in.
I do, too. I think the backlash from Obamacare, then this, like, hey, no more filibustering, this is pushing this through, the judges and whatever on the lower courts, this is what's happening. And this, we got to do this because they're just obstructing us. The Republicans are, so we had no choice. And I'm backing Harry Reid. I think this is a stupid move on their part. If I were a Democratic strategist, which I'm not, if I were Ray, I would never advise this. Because trust me, they go to those people. It's not just the politicians talking amongst themselves. They go to people, advisors, and say, "What do you think of this move? And how should we spin this?" And I think it was a very stupid move on their part. But shame on the Republicans if they don't take advantage of this, because now they have two definite roads to getting elected in 2014.
I agree. Totally using your line, I agree. Crazy. There's a lot of crazy talk with what's going on now, but they just put their own, drill a hole in their own boat, I think.
Yep. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, there's no doubt. And the relationship to the Obamacare thing, it could be for the judges, for the lower courts especially, it is a way to kind of try to stack the deck. But I think it just even goes deeper than that. Right now, what I heard from a pretty decent source that covers the White House every single day, and, you know, they can't help themselves, Ray. They're not even good at talking in low voices around reporters. There's massive concern over the approval ratings, and there's no coattails to ride on in 2014. There's big concern. A lot of Democrats are calling the president and leaning on him to do something, and then look what happens.
Approval ratings, removal ratings. I think he's got to worry about more about the disapproval rating than the approval rating.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what it is. The approval ratings are in the toilet. They're in the 30s, and I think they go even lower. Because more people, when they realize what's happening to their health care, are going to get upset. Without a doubt.
Yeah, they're getting, well, give them more, pay more. It's kind of like the airbag things in the cars. The government says you got to have airbags so the car costs more. You tell the insurance company you got to cover everything for all these people, and it costs more.
So, yep, absolutely. Craziness. Bad deal. Ray, you have a great weekend. Enjoy that football. Izzy in Missouri is not going to be caught dead watching football this weekend. Hey, Izzy.
Well, yeah, I don't have television, so I guess I won't.
Woo! Hey, good for you. You know, people, it is true. People get just zoned in. They get sucked into too much television. They can't control themselves. Good for you.
Well, the day it went off analog, I went to digital.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Good for you.
And what's that, 4 years now? Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's probably been about 4 years.
I haven't missed it much, really. In the beginning, I was like, oh, ouch. But now I watch a movie here and there, and that's it.
Good
I
for you.
I have my computer. Okay, Canada. One of my favorite topics.
What do you think?
Oh, I know it was a conspiracy. And in my heart of hearts, I will always believe that Johnson was in on it.
Mm.
Otherwise, those documents would have been released as they were supposed to have been in 1978 and again in 2000-something and on, and they keep getting sealed up. And there's something in there. There's a lot of something. But do I think Oswald did it by himself? Ballistics alone tells me, no, he did not. He was the patsy.
Yep, he was.
Like Garfield, Lincoln, and Hamilton... I think it was June 12th or June 14th, something like that, that Kennedy signed Executive Order 11,110, kicking out the Federal Reserve. And like his three predecessors who were shot, he was shot just months later.
Oh, that's interesting.
And,
I didn't think of that.
I've said this over and over. The Rothschilds... have controlled this country for decades and decades, and believe this, from 1932 to 1913, despite the Civil War, that was our most prosperous time in history because the central bankers, other than a short period when Lincoln borrowed for the war, that was, we didn't have them and we weren't paying them interest or borrowing money from them.
Right.
And Kennedy was very much, at first he signed legislation, just so you understand, allowing the feds to continue, which, by the way, his executive order is still in force. It has never been rescinded or modified. So that executive order that he signed in 1963 is still there intact.
Wow.
But get this. Putin, in 2006, paid off the Rothschilds in full, and he has been kicking them out of the country. Now, why can't we do that? We've had three presidents die, and one almost died. That was Hamilton, trying to get rid of these monsters. And they are monsters. Believe me, they are. But we do nothing about it. I scream Billy Hell all the time.
But yeah, and why is that? Because of fear. Fear of the control, the power of money. Whoever controls the loot controls us.
And they control politicians. And you know what?
Oh, yeah.
The old saying, money talks and BS walks. That's what our government is all about. So, yeah, I think Kennedy was killed for various reasons, one of which was Federal Reserve, and the other was the Vietnam War. He wanted it stopped, end of discussion, and Johnson couldn't have that because he had a lot of military contracts.
Oh, yeah. I agree that there is something that isn't right with Johnson. And absolutely, you look at Texas and you look at his backing, and there was money to be made there.
Oh, yeah. But that's the short version. I think it's a travesty. And by the way, I was sitting in a classroom in high school, and I was a member of the Young Democrats.
Really? Wow. That's the biggest revelation of everything. You're kidding.
No, I'm
and you,
not.
You changed. You changed course after that, right?
I was young and stupid. Come on, I was in love with Kennedy.
Oh, we'll see. There you go. There you go. I like that, though. That's a good story. That's good. I love it. Oh, Izzy, that's good.
Okay.
And good stuff on the assassination, too. Yeah, interesting. Yep, I agree with you. And see, the thing that's... And thanks for the call. The thing is, there's a lot of different theories, and Izzy backs up what she's saying, and she's right. She has talked about the Rothschilds before, and nobody really does anything. And why? Because of exactly what she said. You follow the money, and we know that. You follow the money all the time. It's about the numbers. And whatever it was, there's certainly the ballistics just don't add up. If you read anything about that, you could just even, you know, punch it in your computer. Ballistics and Kennedy, you'll see, it doesn't make any sense. And there is, I believe, a cover-up not to let everything out. It's supposed to come out 2029. We'll see if that really happens. Stay with us. Dave Cowens, we're talking to him and his tag team partner next here on America Tonight.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In this edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight, very excited in our virtual green room because we spare no expense. The legendary Dave Cowens is there. Do you believe it? Boston Celts. Think Boston Celts. I mean, you could throw in coaching-wise the Hornets and the Warriors and all that, but I think Boston Celts when I think of Dave. And think of all the championships. He was the NBA 50th All-Star All-Team. He made that one, of course, and he's a basketball Hall of Famer. And as a coach and as a player, you can imagine all the wisdom that he's gained and how he wants to share it business-wise. And he teamed up with Tom Raffio, who's the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And, boy, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? But I love that name, Delta Dental. And they teamed up. They teamed up to combine their assets, let's say, to talk some business with sports. I think it's brilliant. And their new book is called There Are No Do-Overs, The Big Red Factors for Sustaining a Business Long Term. Boy, a lot of people could use that. Dave, first of all, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. I'm sure you're pretty busy. You were the man of the day. I can remember my family talking so much about you. You know, I grew up in Philly, so I can't really say what they were thinking because you were just an amazing player, and then went on to a coaching career. So I would imagine, as I said in the introduction, you really gained a lot of knowledge business-wise for sustaining what you had to do over the long course of a career. Am I right about that?
Well, I think you see both sides of it when you get into management. As a player, you're basically just concerned about yourself and the teammates and, you know, that you're all working in unison and putting in the work and preparing and all the things that goes into playing. But then when you get into coaching, you start have to worry about a lot of other things other than just the actual playing on the court. Then there's contracts and there's money and there's trades and there's all these other different things. And you deal with the referees a little bit more. You're more into planning, practices. So it's much greater amount of detail than just focusing on trying to be the best player that you can be.
So when you say, you know, in the title, there are no do-overs, is part of that first impression you got to come out of the gate hitting them hard so that you win the business in the first place?
I think the do-overs part is when you have to make big decisions. So let's just say you get an opportunity to select a player in the draft. And you blow it, all right? A lot of times you don't get another opportunity for many, many, many years to come to be in that situation. So when we're talking about there are no do-overs, we're talking about when it comes time to making some crucial decisions to change the nature of your business or change, you know, or make some decisions based on who you're going to select from the talent pool out there and how you're going to then use that person and build around them. And it's a long-term view that you have to have. So there are times when you can't afford to make any mistakes.
Yeah. And from a business perspective, there are those key decisions that you can never take back. So in the two that I write about in the book with Dave is one, I mean, our decision as a company to get ready for the Affordable Care Act, we never believed that the Supreme Court would rule it unconstitutional. So we took kind of the Jim Collins approach of this is the reality. Let's get ready for the Affordable Care Act. Let's get on to these things called exchanges. And then the second example that I write about it, we had an opportunity to, a one-time opportunity to change the governance structure of the corporation. And if we didn't seize that moment, I don't think we would be here, you know, 20 years later. So there are those, as Dave said, those sort of marquee decisions that there are no do-overs. Now, in general, however, there are a number of little decisions along the way, and we're a continuous, you know, improvement, educational type company. So we do make mistakes, employees make mistakes, and you can have those sort of little do-overs. But on the major policy decisions, sometimes, as you said, Kit, you have that one time, that one impression, you know, to get it done right.
So, is part of that strategic planning then that you've got to make yourself plan? Because I think I have a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs, some of them super successful, but they wing it a lot, guys. Tom, did you find that, as you say, you looked down the road at the Affordable Care Act and what was happening, that you had to come up with some strategy?
Absolutely. Planning was the whole key, looking out, you know, 5 years, because what the Affordable Care Act will do to insurance companies in general is transition us from business to business where you sell your health and dental plans to employers to you're selling it to individuals on these exchanges. Well, the Affordable Care Act was passed in March of 2010, but I had been studying the trends since the turn of the 21st century, and the decoupling of benefits from the employer had actually started to happen starting in the year 2000. So I had primed my board of directors of that trend so that when we went offsite planning, and I said, we've got to make, in effect, you know, a multi-million dollar investment in preparing for the Affordable Care Act, they were ready to sign on a dotted line in that significant investment. And that's kind of taking the long view. They knew that for a couple of years we wouldn't make as much money, but they were ready because I had showed them the statistics and we had done planning, you know, looking it out, as opposed to kind of doing it, like you say, from the seat of the pants. You could never get your board of directors to make a multi-million dollar investment if you're presenting something for the first time. Mm. So you're absolutely right, Kate. It comes down to that planning.
Dave, in saying that and talking about the long view, you know, today you see how quickly coaches can be dumped in an instant if you're not winning a championship or competing for one almost immediately, it seems like. So is that kind of backwards sometimes in sports? I mean, sports is a huge business. And a lot of times the teams don't take the long view. Do you think in the end that hurts them?
I do. I think a lot of times management has no idea what they're doing. They make changes just for the sake of making changes. A common thing that will happen in sports is that the ownership will hire a new general manager or president of basketball operations, and he inherits a coaching staff. Well, for him to feel like he's empowered, he will just say, I'm going to change the coaching staff because I want them to be my people. I don't want them to be holdovers from somebody else's decision. And that coaching staff could have been doing an excellent job, but they make a decision to make a change just because, for whatever reason, I don't get it, but they do it. I mean, just this year, you had Vinny Del Negro, who was fired from the coaching job with the LA Clippers, led the team to the best record they had ever had, were tops in defensive stops, I think like fourth in the league overall as a good defensive team. You had George Karl get fired. He was the coach of the year, won 60 games, got to the playoffs, lost in a finals, a seven-game series or whatever to somebody else. He got fired. There were, I think there were 11 of the 30 teams in the NBA replaced their head coaches this year, and they replaced them with people they had no experience, which is okay. I think it's all right that you give the assistant coaches a chance because, you know, you get them to give that incentive to be able to move up and move that one seat over. I don't have a problem with that, but I do have an issue with why would you change the success when you're having great success in your franchise and all of a sudden you make a move just because that's not your guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So nobody
politics.
Has a long-term view there. They're about, but if you look at the Lakers for a long, long time, if you look at the Boston Celtics, Red Auerbach and Jerry Buss and those guys, Jack Kent Cook, they had a pretty good idea of the style of basketball that they wanted to play. And they stayed with it for the long term and created a brand that still lives today. You tell me, you know the brand of the Celtics.
Showtime was L.A., and I mean the Celtics. I mean, are you kidding me? The piece of history that nobody else will ever be able to touch when it comes to championships.
And now look at San Antonio Spurs. They're doing a great job with it. You know what their brand is. Everybody says, oh, they're boring. Nobody wants to see them in the finals. But all they do is win. All right? So there are – but tell me, what is the brand – What does the Detroit Pistons say to you now? What does the Minnesota Timberwolves say to you? What does any of these New York Knicks? I mean, it's Philadelphia where you're from. It's like it's changed and it's just changing and changing. And you know, I don't know that they really have a long-term plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's so important. Tom, besides that, what's the number one takeaway that you hope people get from reading your book with Dave?
Well, if you cut through it all, I mean, there are, you know, each chapter we have a theme like, you know, earning trust and playing as a team. But when you cut through it all, and based on all the research, you know, that we did in Dave's own personal experience and my personal experience, it is out-hustling the competition, play all out. So we have a chapter 4, called Play All Out. And basically, we do reference a number of people there, like John Paul DeJuria. And every successful person, the one thing that they always say is they're willing to work hard and outwork the competition and do the things that others aren't willing to do. And it's not necessarily how smart you are, but it's how you communicate it and how you outwork the competition, of course, which is why this book was a natural for me to collaborate with Dave, because, as you know, since you watched him and the 74 playoffs when he out-hustled Oscar Robinson for a loose ball, or in the 76 triple overtime against Phoenix, Dave was known for playing all out, and that's what you have to do in business as well to be successful. So I would say that's the one overarching theme. But the way we've divided the book up, it's into NBA quarters, and so there are other things like, you know, communication and earning trust and playing as a team and so forth. But I think the one overarching theme would be play all out and outwork the competition.
You guys are terrific. Pick up the book, There Are No Do-Overs, The Big Red Factors for Sustaining a Business Long Term. Dave and Tom, good luck with the book, and thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And the step that the majority of senators took today, I think, will help make those gears work just a little bit better. The vote today, I think, is an indication that a majority of senators believe, as I believe, that enough is enough. The American people's business is far too important to keep falling prey day after day to Washington politics.
All right, that's the president's reaction to what he knew was happening, what Harry Reid was going to do. So he steps out and decides he's going to address it, and that's what he had to say, as you heard there, that this is what the response was because of what was happening with Washington politics. But do you believe that, or do you think there's something more connected to the reason why the president is backing up what Harry Reid did? And you can guarantee there was plenty of discussions about this and the fact that this, the nuclear option, as it's called, was going to go down in Washington today. I think there was a lot of surprise because they kept it pretty close to the vest. There weren't a lot of rumors about this one. Very surprising. Here's what I think. I think if the partisan politics weren't already terrible, would you believe I think it's going to get much worse? The Democrats put a stake in the heart of, I think, their possibilities of being elected in 2014, or at least some of them anyway. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul called Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid a big bully, and it's definitely has, if anything, hardened the divisions between the Democrats and the Republicans even more. And it's going to sour the politics on the Hill even more. So what is the nuclear option going to do with this procedural change that's going to change anything as far as the lawmakers are concerned? And I think the one thing that's going to happen is 2014 is going to be extremely interesting. Sometimes the midterms, although they didn't used to be necessarily all that interesting, boy, they sure have been that way lately, haven't they? And this is going to be another interesting time as it flips around and we head into January, and then we get close to the summer, and we start to see what's happening and what the conversation is, because you're also going to have more people who are going to get cancellation notices in October, and maybe even some in September, and that's going to raise it even higher, the fury, I think, over what people didn't realize they were getting with the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare. So all the sarcastic exchanges about what, you know, who the nominees are, it's not going to matter anymore from that perspective, but it definitely will matter when it comes to the votes. I mean, this is a huge change in the procedure in the Senate, a big change, one of the biggest that we've had in decades. Every Republican voted against the new rule. Three Democrats joined them. You want to know who the Democrats were? The senator from Michigan, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, Mark Pryor from Arkansas, voted against the new rule. But Reid was insistent, saying it's time to change the Senate before the institution becomes obsolete. What's interesting is, you know how serious this was? I say this all the time, that people who are no votes and don't vote, and we should have a reading period for laws. Do you know that nearly all 100 senators were at their desks? When does that ever happen? Never. Hardly ever happens. So what the president is saying, and you heard a little bit of it there, is part of this is what's been going on, is saying that the Republicans' decision to block three people nominated by the president to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has led to this. Because Republicans wouldn't confirm Robert Wilkins, Nina Pillard, and Patricia Millett. And they're saying it wasn't because they weren't qualified. It wasn't ideology. It was just that they argued that the court's workload doesn't demand more judges. So that's when the president said enough is enough. They're gumming up the works. 20 U.S. District Court nominees faced filibusters compared with three before he took office. So just a few more facts for you. The Pew Research Center found that the current Congress is on track to be one of the least productive in modern times in terms of any kind of substantial legislation that they've enacted. Gee, are you shocked? Are you shocked by that? I know you're not. This is a smart audience. You're not shocked by that. Of course not. Not even 20 laws. Not even 20 laws. So now, with this maneuver, this procedural maneuver, it means you won't need the 60 votes that a filibuster would have had to have, would have been required. So how about that? In the past, there have been some last-minute negotiations that have changed things, but you know, this didn't happen this time around. Even John McCain, who certainly can be very to the middle, said they will pay a very, very heavy price for it. And I think that's true. The new rules, by the way, just so you know, do make an exception for nominations to the Supreme Court, which would still have to have the 60-vote hurdle. But who knows how long that stands up. And, you know, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, he says the silver lining is that there will come a day when the roles are reversed. When that happens, our side will nominate, confirm lower court and Supreme Court nominees with 51 votes. There will be fallout. There will be fallout. So here we go again. And the GOP, they're completely inept if they don't take advantage of this, because this is now two. They have two things that they can use heading into 2014 against their Democratic opponent. And the first one, of course, the most obvious is Obamacare, unless they happen to be in a state where people are embracing it. But I don't know where that is. Yes, I have had some people call and say that they like it and they don't understand and they think that it's just an attack, a personal attack on Obama, but I don't think it's a personal attack. All politics are personal, first of all. Why? Because they affect you and me. We're the taxpayers. They're personal. And I hope that you take them personally. If more people took politics personally, we'd have more people that would vote, and maybe some people that shouldn't have gotten into office wouldn't get into office. Because it's your pennies, dimes, nickels, dollars, all those taxes you pay, all of that. This is your money. 80% of the government is funded on taxpayer dollars. So it matters. It matters. And when your health care gets jacked up sky high or the deductible is incredibly high, you're going to have to come up with a scratch to pay for it. What do you do when you're on a fixed income and you need an operation? Nothing worse than that. And you're not going to get any sympathy from the doctor you don't know, because the doctor you do know is probably going to bail out. I will say this. My doctor told me, I mean, he feels so awful for people. He just gives them breaks all the time and sends them up to other people. There's a sort of like a ring of doctors that will take cash from people and not charge them what they normally would be charged through insurance, and try to help people out and cut them some slack because they see how bad it is. And I think what it actually results in, if we're supposed to be getting well and not eating all this processed food and all these things that are killing us and giving us cancer, I think I would like to see this. How many people just are going to avoid going to the doctor at all costs because it's going to be too costly? The simple visits for things like getting blood taken out and physicals and whatnot, maybe because of what it'll cost and what your deductible is, you might find that some people are going to go to the doctor less unless they absolutely have to. And plus, like I mentioned, if their doctor is no longer in their life and they have to go to somebody new, that also is going to dissuade people from going to doctors. So this whole affordable health care thing is not working out so well, in my opinion. How about yours? I bet you have them. You got opinions. If you have them, send them to me, americatonight.net.
All know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.